colour shimmered on the floor in the light of her phone. Under her feet was a multicoloured pattern. She leant down to take a closer look, using her foot to sweep away the dirt. The whole floor was decorated with mosaic tiles to form a series of pictures. In one corner was a winged chariot pulled by four prancing black horses. Their necks arched, manes tossed and nostrils flared. They looked almost alive. Wow, this must be a Roman room, thought Sophie. These mosaics have been here for nearly 2,000 years. Perhaps it's the old shrine that Nana mentioned. She looked up nervously as though the ceiling might crash down on her, crushing her beneath the weight of the whole hillside above. She huffed out of breath. Don't be ridiculous, she told herself sternly. This room has been standing for centuries. I think it might last another day. The centre of the floor was a circle filled with seven hexagons, decorated with plants and flowers. In the middle was a flying horse. Its muscles seemed to quiver with life and power. Others depicted mythical creatures, a flute-playing faun, a mighty centaur, and a winged cupid riding a lion. A sudden hiss from the darkness reminded her why she was here. The cat! His eyes gleamed green from the reflected light of her phone. They looked somehow sinister in the dim light. He yowled. There you are, Pussa, said Sophie. I wondered where you'd got to. Sophie crept towards the cat. The green eyes retreated into the shadows. Sophie followed. Come on, Pussa, she crooned. Let's take you home. There was a warning growl, then a lightning strike of claws. Ow! Shrieked Sophie, dropping her phone. Dratted cat! The phone bounced and smashed, plunging the room into blackness. Sophie felt a wave of panic. Now she was trapped. She was stuck in a cave, in the darkness, under a hill with no way of getting out. She could be here for days, or weeks, or... Stop it! Sophie told herself. Get a grip. She touched her stinging ankle with her hand. There was a trickle of something warm and sticky. Sophie rubbed her forehead. What should she do now? It was impossible to see anything in the pitch darkness. She scrabbled around on the floor, hoping to find her phone. Instead, she felt something squishy. Yuck! She edged her way forward, using her feet to try to feel for her phone. Nothing. She heard the faint sound of leaves rustling and edged towards the noise. Perhaps she could find her way out of the shrine and go home to get a torch. Her eyes adjusted to the darkness. A rush of relief flooded through her. There was a faint glimmer of light. It must lead outside. As Sophie stumbled towards the light, she could see the shadow of the ginger cat slinking through the gap. There was a last flash of green eyes, and he was gone. That cat is serious trouble, thought Sophie. I'll be glad if I never see him again. Sophie stumbled into the dazzling sunshine, blinking. A deep blue sky arched overhead. It was hot. For a moment, Sophie couldn't process where she was. Behind her was the hill, with its partially hidden crevice. In front of her was a clearing, then a thick forest of beech and oak trees. Where was the Roman villa? Where was the farmer's field and the laneway leading back to Nana's thatched cottage? She rubbed her eyes. The sunny woodland scene didn't change. Sophie collapsed, her legs giving out from underneath her. What on earth was happening? Was she hallucinating? Was she going mad? A sharp rock gouged into her thigh. The jab felt real. The air smelt real too, of fresh forest mulch and tangy wild thyme. Birds twittered overhead. A cloud of copper and black butterflies fluttered past, impossibly large. The ginger cat was sitting in a patch of sunlight, grooming his hind leg. What have you done, you horrible cat? Demanded Sophie. Where have you brought me?
I think you probably brought yourself on those skinny little legs, replied the cat. And what do you call horrible? I could think of a few nasty names to call you too.
Sophie's mouth fell open. She looked around, searching for whoever had spoken. There was no one there but the huge cat.
Close your gob or you'll swallow a bumblebee and that would really hurt, growled the cat.
Sophie closed her mouth and stared. Did you just talk to me? She asked.
What kind of idiot are you? Demanded the cat. Of course I talked to you. Who else did you think it might be? Bubba Natali?
But Bubba what?
Father Christmas, Santa Claus, hissed the cat. Honestly. Sophie was shocked into silence. She was terrified. Either she'd lost her mind, or she'd been kidnapped by a sarcastic, talking cat.